Mem Tesamet Aleph, the bottom shure. Gidl Bar Minyumi Havikoi Kami de Rav Nachman. Gidl Bar Minyumi was standing in front of Rav Nachman. Tor Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake. And Vahoda Lareshe. So Rashi says Vahoda Lareshe. Letchiles Birchas Hamozin. Kedamrinin. Gabi Tfile, Okares Raglov, Choyze L'Roish. If a person makes a mistake in Tfile, so he goes back to the beginning of Shemay Nesre. Hosam hu de'ika Akiris Raglayim. So by Shemay Nesre, there's such a musig of Akiris Raglayim. Avohoche, siim habroche hu Akiris Raglayim. The end of the broche is similar to Akiris Raglayim. We'll come back to this Rashi yet. But I'll call upon him, so Rav Nachman, Mestomer, forgot to be masker, Mestomer, Ritzei, so he went back, he benched over. Omer lei, my time, Omer, Ovad, Ma, Hochi, why did you bench over again? Omer lei, the Omer, Rav Shile, Omer, Rav, Toch, Heizel, Reich. If you make a toy, you should go back to the beginning of Bichas Hamoz. Fragt die Gemorre, wo Oma Rav Hune, Oma Rav, to Eimer Boruch Shen Nosa. Rav Hune, Oma Rav said that there's a different Seder. That if you forgot the Ritzei, you say Boruch Shen Nosa Shabosa, Islam of Yisrael. So you don't go, you don't bench over again, you just, you mask your Shabbos with a broche. Oma Lei, Lavit Mer Alo, Oma Rav Menashe, Bar Tachlifa, Oma Rav. When is this said that one can chaparayim the haskora of Shabbos if he did not as yet start at toiv hametiv? I will posach ba toiv hametiv chayzel arish. He's posach ba toiv hametiv. Then he goes back to the beginning of Shemayne Esrei. It's the beginning of Birchas Hamoz. Be'etzem. There are three shittes in this din of Hoda L'Reisha. The shittes Haraivet is, let us see for 1 minute the Haraivet. The Rosh brings down the Haraivet. The Rosh is doesn't mention it b'shem Haraivet, but this is the Shittas Haraivet. Let us start from the Rosh Taf Mem Tesam at Beis. This is at Simen Chav Gimel, and it's in the middle of Simen Chav Gimel, Taf Mem Tesam at Beis. Omar Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa Mishmei Darav, Loishonu Elo Shaloi Posach Bar Toiv HaMeitev, Avo Posach Bar Toiv HaMeitev Choyza L'Roish Birchas Hazon. So this is Shittas Rashi, Shittas Harambam, Kedemrina Lael, and when Medamid is, Gabi Yudches, the Shemain Esrei, Shemoka Raglov, Choyzel Oroish. The Kan, Ein Akiris Aregul Acher, El Asiluk, Seder, Broches, the Yeraisa. Here there's no Akiris Aregul, but we're finished with the Yeraisa, the Kebirchas Hamozein. Havi Kemoi, Havsoki Gemure. This is equivalent to Avsoki Gemur. We're finished already. V'yesh meforshim. This is Shittas Haraivet. Kiven sha'adayin loisiyim birchas ha'toiv ha'ametet. He did not end birchas ha'toiv ha'ametet. Ein tzorich lachzer l'roish birchas ha'mod. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of benching. De loigora alom d'shetayinu. Birchas HaToiv HaMeitiv, which is part of Birchas HaMozim, Midrabonon, Mi Mi Sherogil Loimer Tachnunim Achat Filosai. The law is of a person is Rogil to say Tachnunim. So he's in the middle of a Lekai Nitzayah. And he reminds himself that he did not say Yala V'yova. Shim Tov Lehizkir Shal Rish Chodesh Ba'avoyde. Kozman shaloi siyem tachnunim ein tzorich lachzer kol atvile. No choyzer lemokim sheto. That's the law. He goes back to Ritzei.
And it's considered he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, even though he finished Yud Ches Brachas. But if still he's in Tachnunim, it's still considered he's still in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, so Choyzeh L'mokim Shato. Hachinami, Kozman Shaloi Siyim Birchas HaToyva Amedim, so he's still in the middle of Birchas HaMozim. Ain't it Tzorich Lachzeh L'Birchas HaZom, doesn't have to start Birchas HaMozim over again. Elo Choyzeh L'Tchiles Boina Yerushalayim. So we have our machloikis, this is Shitas Haraivit, and the first Shita, which is Shitas Rashi. Before we see the Shitas Harosh, so the Ritva explains that the in Yesod is a chilik between Hatoiva Hametiv and Alakain Itzoyer. Because Halakain Itzoyer is a Tfilah Richter. Good, you know, mechuyev to say this tefillah. But this is called a tefillah richte. By Birchas HaMozoin, the halacha is that, Chazal made a hefsik between the Sholish Brochus, faket we say an omein. Even the Mevorach says an omein. To show that the Brochus, the Brichus, the Raisa ended. There's no connection at all, the fourth bracha with the three brachas, that's why it's Peseach Beborach. That's why it's not called a bracha smucha lechavata. So we see Chazal created a barrier between the first three brachas and the fourth bracha. So this is not similar to Alakainitzer. Alakainitzer is a tefillah richte. This lemaise is, that's in the lashon of the Rosh. We see this is not a continuation from the Amen, and that it's Peseach Beboruch. That's how the Ritva is Mevayer Shitas Rashi. Nagavuche, he says, the Loshna Gemara is Mashma like Rashi, because the Gemara could have said Choyzeh L'mokim Shetor, like the Gemara says by Shemayin Esri Choyzeh L'mokim Shetor. The Gemara says, Hodel L'Reishe, by space to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. The Rashbe asks on this Svore, Rashbe seems to hold like the Raivet, so the Rashbe asks on this Svore, if you'll say that the two different inyonim, the Birchas HaMozin, the Brochus Min HaTorah, is one entity, and then there's a barrier, and then we're finished with that, and then we're starting a new inyan of Birchas HaToyva HaMeitiv. So he says, so why do you have to start HaToyva HaMeitiv? So you're finished, as soon as you finished, you said, Bayne Barach Mevi Shalayim Amen, you're finished already, you're finished with, according to this Svore, that you're finished with Birchas HaMozin already, The Toiv HaMeitiv is another Indian, it's Mishum Arugi Beita, but you finish with Birchas HaMozin, so why does the Gemara say, Davke im Hischel HaToiv HaMeitiv, and if Eloi Hischel HaToiv HaMeitiv, but the barrier is here, he's finished already with the Birchas HaMozin, the Eraisa. That's what the Rashba asks on Rashi Shite. The Ritva answers Rashi, the Ritva wants to say as follows, Bo'inam sheyosiach datoi lebrocha acheres. It's not enough that he finished saying the Birchas HaMozin. You need something sheyosiach datoi lebrocha acheres. He should start already a new brocha. V'yaschel bo. Ke'ein akiras raglov. You see that there's a seder of akiras raglov. That means even though he finished the nusach, Kozman, he wasn't Oike Raglov. That's how the Ritva seems to hold. So it's still called, but he finished all what he has to say. Kozman, he wasn't Oike Raglov. It's still called, he's still in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, which is Choyze Lemokim Sheto. Or maybe Yule Rotzin is equivalent to Akiras Raglov. But that, already that, what he finished, Shemayin Esrei alone, he has to show that he's up to something else now. The first chalik is not sufficient. Lagabi birchas hamozain, Haschola Brocha Acheres Kshive Ka'akira. That's when the Akira of the Birchas HaMosin is not sufficient that he finished. He has to be Messiah Bata. He's starting something else. He's starting in the wing. That's what the Ritva says. Agav Urche, there's a moira dike machloikis between the Chayei Odom and the Bir Haloche. What is the tight? He started Hatoiva Hamet. Just to start Hatoiva Hamet. So the Chayei Odom says an Iluyis. Chayei Odom says like this. That what happens if a person says, Boine Barachmo Yishlaim Omek, fine, he finished the... So then the din is, before he starts Hatoiva Hamet, can say the bracha as the nosan shabbos is lemnucha. As a teiva meter, teiva. So, this is the chayodam. Let's say, sorry, I want to say a teiva meter. Voh ha tosha melokeinu melech oilam. Think ha teiva. I got to say it say. It's a melech oilam. So say as the nosan shabbos is. So, this is the chayodam will be good. He didn't do anything wrong. He had kavone for a teiva meter. The halach, as we learned in the first perek, if you mechavim for gefen and you end up with a shahakel, good, it's not a mohuda de kebrocha, but with the evid you yaitze. So memele, so he says, that's what Chayodim Paskin's halach, if you said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and Baruch Hashem, you remind yourself there, you go and say, Hashem Ozmi Shabbos is lenuche. Fine. As we look at the Chayodim. The halach etain is, no, don't talk to me, because the yisod is the hesach hadas. The longest is, when is it called you finished birchas hamozen? So, forget the Rashba says, the time is finished, you finish, it's finished. It's the Ritva, no, the Ritva is mevayir, shitas rashi. It's not called you finished till you messiah das from birchas hamozen. When is it called you messiah das? When you started the next program. So the minute he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, he was Messiah Basra, but he started the next bracha. It is too late already. He was already called man. He's still in the middle of Birchas HaMozein. So Memele. So then, and it's not considered he ended till he's Messiah Basra in Birchas HaMozein. So you can hop around and say a bracha on Shabbos, Ashenos and Shabbos. But the minute he says, Baruch Ato Hashem, so the Bir Halacha says, that is considered already a Hesach Hadas of Birchas HaMozein. He says, Baruch Ato Hashem, is Baruchim Elkenim Elokheilam Azon HaSoilam. I'll copon him, but he cannot say that the Baruch HaShenosan, he starts from the beginning. So that is this double machlok. This is the Raivet and Shitas Rashi. And the Rosh seems it did bother the Raivet Kashe. So the Rosh says a third teret. So the Rosh says as follows. V'loi mistavali, d'shani hosam, the gimel, so he says, v'nami kol zman shloi sayim b'ichas ha-tei v'meitim, en tzorech l'achzal b'ichas ha-zano, chayzal t'chilis b'ayni r'shalayim. So he says, let's go to the last line without the writer, it brings v'chein b'ichas ha-mozin, ha-mechshuvay, kulon kebrocha achas, v'tzorech l'achzal l'roish. So the Rosh answers the Raivet Kasha. So the Rosh says as follows, that if a person is in the middle of Tachnunim, he goes back. But where does he go? He goes back to Ritzei. Because the Sholish Brochas Achroinis Cheshuvis Ka'achas. You go back to Ritzei. Same Allah applies if you've got Mashi Baruch, you go back to the beginning of Shmei Nesrei. The Rosh, by Birchas HaMozin, the Sholish, Brochas V'Shoinis, are also Chshuvis Ka'achas. You go back to the beginning of the Broche. But the beginning of the Broche is not Rachem. The beginning of the Broche is Baruch Ato Hashem, Azon Esailom. That's what the Rosh times. So the Rosh says here, Anus Boris, that means in Yisod, he could be Moide to the Raivet. That a Toiva Meitiv is equivalent to Lakai Netzel. So by Lakai Netzel Gufi, you go back to, if the Sholish Brochas Achainis Chshuvis Ka'achas, you go back to Ritzei. So here, the Sholish Brochas Rishoinis Achshuvis Ka'achas, where he got it from, is not a parasha, but this Dr. Derosh, that the Sholish Brochas Rishoinis Achshuvis Ka'achas, he has to go back to Birchas Hazon. So that's why, so we hear over here, so la locha, we paskin, that if he forgot to say, retain, he started at teva meitiv, we paskin like Rashi, the Rambam, the Rosh, not like the Raivit, the Rashbe, that we go back to the beginning. Now the Shitas HaMogim Avrom is that what is the din if a person, we mentioned this yesterday or the two times before, but now we're now holding Mamish and Dini. The Shitas HaMogim Avrom is that what we hear that if a person forgot to say Bris V'Toyre, it's also Chayza. Now, Bris V'Toyre is you have to be masker in the second brach in Birchas Ha'oretz, in Noidolocho. He said, Noidolocho, Baruch Ata Hashem ala Oretz falamozein, Rachem. Then he said, Rachem, and then Chapta Zech Shem Shemayim, I did not say Bris V'Toyre. Zut the Morgan Avron, you didn't say Bris V'Toyre, so what do? You don't go back to Noide, you go back to Birchas Hazon. That's how the Morgan Avron passes. The Bir Haloche and Bachsach mit the Pnei Yeshua for no time that Lachayre, this is a very shvere hachro. Because to go back to the beginning of Birchas Hazon, here who do you have over here? This is only Shitas HaRosh. According to the Rosh, even though I'm in the middle of Rachem, some Meile, Yigachayza LaRosh, and Kol Sholish Brochus, is Kibur Kibroch Achaz Bami. So according to the Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamozeh. But let us see Rashi Shita, the Ritva Shita, the Rambam Shita. They said a different Lomdus. They said that the reason Hatoiva Meitiv is different than a Lakain Etzoyer, because Hatoiva Meitiv is already on the union. It's not a Tzila Richter. So that's a Lomdus in Hatoiva Meitiv. But what if a person reminded himself by Rachim? Rachim is different in the beginning of Rachim is in the middle of Birchas Hamozein. If he's in the middle of Birchas Hamozein, he should go back to Neidelecho. From Rashi, we see that Rashi was not noches to the Lomdus of the Rosh. Rashi had explained himself. Why is this different than the Lakain Etzoyer? The Rosh didn't have a problem. Since it's similar to Lakain Etzoyer. But just by Lakain Etzoyer, you go back to Ritzei. So here, at Toivah Meitiv, you go back to the beginning. Because Sholish Baruch is Kachas. That's what the Rosh is. Rashi did not hold this Lomdus. Rashi held there's no such thing. Kol Sholish Baruch Achas Domi. So Rashi gave an explanation why by Atoiva Meitiv we go back to the beginning. Because Atoiva Meitiv is Kakiris Raglov. You finished. That's why you go back to the beginning. So according to Rashi, according to the Raivit, now we can be Metzaref all the Rishonim besides the Shitas HaRosh. Here they come together, Rashi and the Raivit comes together. If a person forgot Bris V'Toyre, so here the Bialoche says he should not go back to the beginning. Here we have Roiv Rishonim that would say you go back to Neidelecho. Only the Shitas HaRosh. Why should one go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamozein only because of the Shitas HaRosh? Yeah. Let us go further. Omar Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Omar Rav Amram, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. To v'loy hiskel shal resh chaydish betfilin. What is the halach if a person did not say yalla v'yavoy in Shemayne Esrei? Marzirin oisai. So he says over Shemayne Esrei. V'birchas hamozein. What if he forgot to say yalla v'yavoy in birchas hamozein? Hey, Marzir and I say, you don't have to bench over. Oh, Malay. This the Rashi explains has nothing to do, I should know, the broch of Rosh Chodeshim. That's not called Marzir and I say. That's called, you're saying still, you're masker bim kaimoy. Marzir and I say means you go back. So here by Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. Oh, Malay, Ravi di Barovin. Le Rav Amram. Maishna tefila, maishna birchas hamozein. What's the chilek? The zachiyev haskore of yalla v'yovi by tefila. The zachiyev haskore of yalla v'yovi by birchas hamozein. Why by tefila do you have to daven over Shemayne Esrei if you are meineya the haskore? And why by birchas hamozein you don't have to go back? Amale, afle didi kosheli, takip se also bother me, ushilte le Rav Nachman. For Amale, so Rav Nachman told me as follows. Minei demar Shmuel lo shmili. I didn't hear from Shmuel klo de chilek. Ele nechze yanan, let's try and figure out ourselves. Tfile de choy vehi. Tfile is a choy. Is a choy to daven. So since it's a choy to daven, Chazal said, that you have to be masker in the tefillah, the mu'ure, the yoim. So memela, you did not say the tefillah the way it should be said. Chazal said, this is how a Shemayna Esrei and Rosh Chodesh should look, with Haskor of Yala V'Yovei. Marzir anoyse. Birchas mezoine, birchas amozoin, there's no choyf to bench Rosh Chodesh. The boy ochel, the boy loy ochel. If he wants, he doesn't have to eat Rosh Chodesh. Ein marzir anoyse. So therefore, there's no din chazoran. Like the Gemara, if the criteria is, if there's a chiyav achila, ela meyato, Shabbos is yomim toivim, d'loy sagi, d'loy ochil, by Shabbos and Yom Tov, he has to eat, tochinami di toi hoder, so if he got to say ritzei, then he will have to bench over again. Omalayin, correct? The Omar Rav Shila, Omar Rav, to chayzel aroish, itake chayzel aroish. So the Gemara says, "I va Omar Rav Huna Marav to imer bor shenosan." That you say bor shenosan, lavit maralo. When do you say bor shenosan? Elosh loy posach ba toiv ameitiv. If you did not start ba toiv ameitiv, then you did not start ba toiv ameitiv. So then you can say bor hashenosan, avo posach ba toiv ameitiv, chayzel aroish. Zok Tosfos. Iboy ochil, viboy loy ochil. I says, the Gemara said that Rosh Chodesh, since one can get away without eating on Rosh Chodesh, so therefore one is not mechuyev to be masker yalav yovim birchas amozim. In Taima, so Taisa says, lachayr it is not true, vahava Rosh Chodesh miyoymi, deloy lisan is bohim b'megilas tainis. One is not permitted to fast, you have to eat Rosh Chodesh. Why does the Gemara say, he can get away without eating. Yeshloime the hochi pirushin, not the Gemara means he can get away without eating, period. Iboi ochil, viboi loy ochil, pas. The Gemara is speaking about is the achiev achivas pas. Shechiyavnu bebirchas amoze. That's what the Gemara means. By Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiev achivas pas. There's no chiev birchas amoze in this day. So memele, so therefore Chazal did not say that the haskore of Yalav V'Yovei is ma'akiv in the birchas hamozeh, since there's no chiyuv birchas hamozeh. Avol b'yontev tzorich lechol pas. Avol b'yontev there's a chiyuv achilas pas. And memele, so there Chazal said that haskore of Yalav V'Yovei is le'ikuvah. The Ritva brings down a machloikis. What is the halacha if Rosh Chodesh chaliyah is b'Shabbos? What is the halacha? So he brings down 2 days. The first day is, since Lamaisa there's a chiyuv of birchas hamozein today, because it's Shabbos. So memele, so as long as, on the day that there's a chiyuv of birchas hamozein, Chazal said the birchas hamozein and Rosh Chodesh has to be said with a yalav v'yovei. A Rosh Chodesh is not chal b'Shabbos, so there's no chiyuv birchas hamozein today. So Chazal never said that li'ikuve, if he doesn't have to bench today, so that they wouldn't say that it's ma'akim to birchas hamozein, if there's no chiyuv b'chal birchas hamozein. But if there is a chiyuv birchas hamozein, zol zayin al Shabbos, but today he has to bench, then Chazal said that the birchas hamozein has to be said li'ikuve with haskor of yalav yovei. That's Deya Aleph, Deya Beis. He says, no, it's not totally if there's a chiyuv birchas hamozein. It's totally if the yoim is mechayiv birchas hamozein. That means if Shabbos is mechayiv and achila, so then they said that the haskor of Shabbos is a essential chaylik of the birchas hamozein. Since the Rosh Chodesh is not mechayiv and achila, so memele it is not ma'akiv. So it's 2 days in the Ritva, la'alocha we paskin, according to the second day, that if he said Ritzei, and he did not say Yalav V'Yavai, he does not bench over again. If Pashtaitzach, if he forgot, let's say also, then he has a second chance for Yalla B'Yavoy. So the second time around, he'll say Ritzei and Yalla B'Yavoy. Balkoponim, that's how Taisva says Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that the difference between Reish Chodesh and Shabbos is because Reish Chodesh one can get away without Achilas Pas. So therefore, the Haskar of Yalla B'Yavoy is not Likuvit. Shabbos and Yom Tov, one cannot get away without Achilas Pas, so therefore it is Le'ikuv. V'teima, Faktoisvus, is that so? That is a Chiyuv Achilas Pas and Yom Tov? The Gemara says in Sukkah, Zemachlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim, there's a Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah, whole Sukkahs. So Rabbi Lezer says there's a Chiyuv to eat Yudalat Sudas Pesukkah. The Chachamim says, no, it says Teshu came to do. Just like by his own house, Iboy Yochil, Iboy Lo Yochil. So the whole Sukkah is also Iboy Yochil, Iboy Lo Yochil. There's no Chiv to eat in the Sukkah, the Kol Yemei Sukkah. Chutz Milai Lo Harishayin. The first night, Yemachuyiv to eat, the Yalev Tezvov, Tezvov, Michag HaMatzis. We learn out of Gzeire Shoveh. That, just like by matzah, there's a chiyuv achila the first night of matzah, so hu adin, by sukkis is a chiyuv achila the first night. But besides the first night of sukkis, the person does not want to eat, the person is not mechuyiv to eat. And here, our Gemara says, on Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv achilas pas. That's what Taisus just said. V'yishloima, the hochi pirushe. She'einoi tzorich Lechel besukkah im lo yirtze. The Gemara is speaking about is there a chiv to eat in the sukkah. If he doesn't want to eat in the sukkah, he's mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah. So als the mitzvah of sukkah, he's not mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah. Avo, Rabbi Lezer says a person is mechuyiv to eat 14 sudas in a sukkah. The Chachamim say, no, if he doesn't want to eat in the sukkah, he's not mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah. Avo bishvil yontev tzorich lechel. Abo is mechuyiv to eat pas als yontev. But not als the mitzvah of sukkah. Als the yontav of sukkah is mechuyev. But als the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. In fact, Taisvah, it's double talk. Vim taima mein afgeminim tzorech lechel bishvil yontav hay bishvil sukkah. But lamais if he has to eat als yontav, so lamais is mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So lamais it comes out he is mechuyev to eat in the sukkah yontav al kaponim. The Gemara says the only time he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah is the first night. According to us, he's mechuyev to eat yontav also. Miyuayim Rabbeinu Yehuda. No, the nafke mino kegoin sheyorduk shomem, it was raining. Va'ochlu chutz lesukkah. That's the nafke mino. The nafke mino is the first day, sukkah is by day, and it rained. So yontav is mechuyev to eat pas. So he ate pas. It was no chiyuv sukkah b'shas achila because he was a mitztayer. So there's no yeshiva sukkah then. V'och lechutz l'sukkah. V'hashde im l'kovid yontev. If the chiyuv is alts yontev, so forget. There was the chiyuv tid alts yontev. I was mekayim my mitzvah. I ate my sukkah yontev. Avol im b'shvil sukkah. But if we're talking about the chiyuv sukkah, beyond the vrishin tzorich lachzav alechol besukkah lachas sheyiv sukkah akshamim. Beyond the vrishin, so even though b'shas it's raining, shitas ha-taisvus is, one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, because yeshiva sukkah is teishvu, kein teguru, has to be a yeshiva that's equivalent to your deer in the house. And just like your deer in the house when it's raining, you go and fix the roof or you move to a different house. You don't live in the house that it's raining in. So memele, so it's not called a yeshiva of dira when it's raining in. So memele, so all the other days of sukkahs, so lemaisa now there's no chiv of sukkah b'shas it's raining. So memele, so he doesn't have to eat. He was mekayim his mitzvah sudash yontev, and now it stopped raining. What's mechayev him to eat? Yeah, avolim b'yontev rishin tzach lachzo v'lekel besukke la'acha sheyiv suku akshomim. But if he first ate, he ate al tzachiyuv of Yontev, when it was raining, and it was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yontev, later when it stops raining, so there's a new Mechayiv now, there's a Mechayiv of Yeshiva Sukkah. The Alfinin, Tesvov, Tesvov, Michaga Matzis. Now you have to make a Kiyam of Yeshiva Sukkah, and that's only Mechuyiv the first night. Aval Bishar Yomim, Ein Eitzorach. He's not Mechuyiv to sit in a Sukkah. So Memele, if he wants to eat Vashteitzach, he has to go in the Sukkah. That's Iboy Yochil, Boy Lo Yochil. Aye, the mitzvah of Achilas Yontev, no, that he was Mekayim when it was raining. So that is Taisvah Shita. So Taisvah holds that the Chiyuv of that Vatsim in Yontev, there's a Chiyuv of Achilas Pas. V'hod Amrinon. And the in Yontev, there's a Chiyuv of Achilas Pas. That is, and so why do you need the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzes and the mitzvah of Tezvov Tezvov? There's a chiyuv of Achilas Pas. So the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzes, the Ritva says, one needs, als the chiyuv of Achilas Pas, one could be yoitza with Matzah Shire. So he's mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Yontev. So there's a din Be'erev Teichlu Matzes, you have to eat lechem oini. So that's why there's a bazundere din by Pesach. And by Sukkis, there's a, out the mitzvah of Yontef, lit chutz l'sukkah, he mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Yontef, but the zachiv, he has to be sure to eat in the sukkah. This is Shitas HaTosfos. V'hod amrinim b'perik eilu dvorim, ma'al b'rei d'ravine, ave Yosef b'taynisa kula shate, mash m'shoyim m'sana b'yontef. I was saying over here, the zachiv Achilas pas in Yontef, for a shri, the b'taynis, Chaloim Koma. Speaking about a tiny Cholim. Avo Bishar tiny is Osa. Stamazoy to be Misan and Yontev, it's Osa, because it's Achiv Achilas Pas. Usude Shlishi Shel Shabbos. What about the third Sudan Shabbos? Hoya Mesupik Ri. Is there a Chiyuv Achilas Pas, the third Sudan? The Shemi Boy Loy Ochel Amini Tagima. Maybe this is similar to Reish Chaydish. You don't have to. For Shalosh Shudish, don't need pas. Could the Pirish Rabbi Natam, could the winner Besude Sukkit, and you could eat Tagima. Miu Beksubis Pekafopi, Choshev Gabi Mashre, Ishta Edei Sholish, Sholish Sudis, Mishal Shabbos. Weiss, this is the Chiv of Shalosh Shudis, Imke Mashme, the Kulon Shabbos, the Zachiv of Achilles Pas. Void given the Alfin and Mimon, we learn out, it says three times Hayoim by Mon, so we learn out the Chiyuv Sude from Mon, so there's a three Chiyuvi Achilas Pas in Shabbos. Amo de Shabbos saying, Miu imochol Sude Revi'is, what if he ate a fourth Sude in Shabbos? V'shochach shel Shabbos loyhoda l'reishe. V'vadi boi loyochol ach Sude Revi'is klal. The fourth Sude is zichin Chiyuv Achilas. So since there is no Chiyuv Achilas, so therefore, if he forgot to say Ritzei, there's no din Chayza L'Rosh. But it comes out from our Gemara that by Yontif, the halacha is, if a person forgot to say Yalav Yovoy, so since it's a Chiyuv Achilas Pas, he's Chayza L'Rosh. Rabbi Kiveger, in the first Shuvah in Shailas and Shuvah's Rabbi Kiveger, is Machadish, that what if a Isha forgot to say Yalav Yovoy. So Bekevega wants to split the hair. By an Isha, there's a chilik between Ritzei and Yalav Yovoy. By Ritzei, since a Isha is Mechuyev, Kol Sheyeshnei B'Shoma, Yeshnei B'Zocher, so she's Mechuyev and all the Chiyuvei Esa of Shabbos. So Mamela, so she's Mechuyev, Ba'achila Shalosh Sudis also in Shabbos. So if she forgot Ritzei in Shabbos, so Mamela, she's Chayza L'Rosh. By Yom Tov, Rabbi Kiveger says that the chiyuv of Achilas Pas in Yom Tov is not because of the mitzvah of Simcha. There's a machlokes amiroim, and a machlokes rishonim if noshim amachuyev b'simcha. If it's bailo mesamcha, there's a chiyuv simcha. because it says in the Pasuk, V'samachta ato uveisecho, beisaizu ishtoi. There's a machlokes amoiroim in Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? So one machlokes Rab Zeira and Abaye. Rab Zeira holds that there's a chiyuv simcha and the isha also. Abaye holds a bailo mesamcha. There's no chiyuv simcha on her. The baal is mechuyev to be mesameach ishtoi. So al koponim, there's a machlokes of a woman's mechuyev besimcha. Zukta bekevega, the chiyuv achilas pas is not derived from the chiyuv of simcha. Ein simcha ela bebosso v'yayin. So therefore, but the chiyuv achilas pas we derive from the mitzvahs kovid, liktei Hashem mechubed is a chiyuv kovid, a chiyuv oinig, and that Rabbi Kevegel taines the mitzvahs kovid va'oinig in yontev does not apply by noshim because it is a mitzvah asay she'az man grome. So therefore, Rabbi Kevegel says if a woman forgot to say yalav yove in yontev. Besides the first night Pesach, she's mechuyev. Whoever's mechuyev in chometz is in Baal Teichel chometz is mechuyev b'kumachil matzah. But besides the first night Pesach, if she forgot yala v'yovoi in Birchas Hamazon, Rabbi Kevega says lahaloche that she's not mechuyev to bench over. It is very interesting. The Rosh in our sugya. When the Rosh speaks about the chiyuv of achilas pas and yontev, the Rosh mentions the chiyuv simcha. From the Rosh it would seem not like Rabbi Kevega, that al simcha, even though the madani yontev is mavair, even though in simcha ela beboso, but you can't get zat on boso. You need some challah together with it. Then challah and boso, this is shein simcha. Al koponim, but so that's when there is a big machloikis hapoiskim, if by Noshim there is a chiyuv, others want to say you learn out from Lechem Mishnah, and there are mechuyev in Lechem Mishnah and Yom Tov. Al Koponim, there is a big tumul, what the halacha is by Noshim, if they'll forget in Yom Tov to say Yala V'yove. Rabbi Kevegel says, they're not mechuyev to be chayzer. Another poiskim, there's a pischei tshuva, and others that say you are mechuyev to be chayzer. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ad kamo mezamnen. We had in the Mishnah that Amachloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, what the shir achilles, the shabi achi of Zimun. Before we see the Gemara, let us see Toysus ad kamo mezamnen, hu adin birchas hamozain beloi Zimun. Slav davke al deshaila lagabi Zimun, hu adin birchas hamozain. Ela Rabusa Shminda Fila al Kizayas Mizamnan. The Gemara wants to say that a Kizayas, according to Ramey, not only there's a Chiyuv Birchas Hamozin, there's also a, he could be the Mizamnan. Lememre, the Rab Meir Choshev Lei Kizayas. Rab Meir holds a Zayas is Choshev. Rab Yehuda Kibayah. Rab Yehuda holds a Bayas Choshev. So it seems the Gemara and the Havamina learned. L'chayr the Gemara and the Havamina learned that this Shir Zayis and this Shir Beye is Zichar Ad Rabbono. But we need a Achila Cheshuve in order mid Rabbonon, min HaTayre, you need Tzviye. Mid Rabbonon, you need an Achila Cheshuve of Pas. So the Shail is, what's called an Achila Cheshuve? So Ramei holds a Zayis is the Choshuv and Rabbi Yudah holds a Beye is Choshuv. The Havamina we could very well understand, we once mentioned there's a Shaila Nachoinim, if the Chiyuv Sviya has to be from Pas, the Bir Halacha brings down the Shaila, or the Chiyuv Sviya can be from steak also. Miyerek is Ayis Pas also. The Prima Godin wants to say that the Chiyuv Sviya has to be from Pas. So then we could very well understand the Havamina. That means, Mina Toira, you have to get Zat from Pas. The Rabbonon said, he make an Achilach Shuva of Pas, it's also Mechuyev. If Mina Toira, you also have to eat a Kezayis, and then it's very modern how the Rabbonon stims with the Yeraisa. Like this would be very good according to the Prima Godem. Mina Toira need a Shir Sviya of Pas, and the Rabbonah needs a Shir Choshev of Pas. And what's called Choshev? So it's a matter of opinion. Rameh holds a Zayis is choshev, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a Bey is choshev. Frag the Gemara vo ipche shaminen lohu. We had a machloikis Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda legabi other inyonim, and there they say punk faker, this not. This Mishnah v'chein, so let us say what the Mishnah is speaking about. The Mishnah is speaking about two cases. Case number one is that a person was hoylech lishchet es pischoi, v'lomil es benoi, and he reminded himself that he left over chometz in his house, and he forgot to burn the chometz. And he still has time to go back and burn the chometz and then continue to make the mile or lishchay tas pischa. That's one case. V'chein. Now we'll talk about another case. Mi sheyotzom Yerushalayim. A person left Yerushalayim. V'niskar shehoya biyodai boso kodesh. He had with him boso kodesh. He had kochim kalim with him. And he took it out of Yerushalayim. So he did a gvaldika avla. So now the bosel became posel mishum yoytze. So now there's a din sreifer. So the halacha is as follows. Im ob ar tzayfim tzayfai bim kaima. If he passed by tzayfim, we'll see tzayfim is a place where one can still see Yerushalayim. It's a tirche to go back to Yerushalayim. Tzayfim was the last place one could visibly see Yerushalayim. Im avar tzayfim, serfoi b'mkaymai. Im lav, chayzer v'serfoi lifnei habire. If he did not pass tzayfim yet, then he goes back. He goes back lifnei habire. We'll see the bire is, this was a place in Har Abayis. And he burns a matzeh emaruch. At kamo heim chayzerim. Now, how much Boso has to be around. How much chometz did he have to leave in order that he should be mechuyev to return? Ramei reimer ze v'ze bekebeya. If there's a kebeya of chometz, there's a kebeya of besar kodesh, that's a chticha chshuve, so then he's mechuyev to go back. If he did, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Zeb, Zeb, Kezayis. No, you don't need that. Kezayis is a chticha chshuve. So if there's a Kezayis of Chometz, there's a Kezayis of Sar Kodesh, he goes back, unless he doesn't go back. So Koponim, Zet Mendoch, that Fakert, that is Pung Fakert. He says, here, when it comes to Sreifas Chometz in Kochim, so Rabbi Meir holds the Shir Shivis is Kebeye, and Rabbi Yehuda holds b'kezayis, and when it comes to achila, it's from the hapachu. Rameh holds the sheikh shivis is kezayis, and then Rabbi Yehuda holds the sheikh shivis is kebei. Amar Rabbi Yehuda mechlef is hashita. Taftaki bedrein. We'll see in Taisus which one we drei ba. About kaponim, let's say we drei ba amishne. Kirech, Rabbi Yehuda holds kezayis, and Rameh holds kebei, and they're consistent. Abaye amar lo ilam leisaita. No, it's no tushtel. Hoche bekroi pligi. Here there's a machloikis in psukim. This is not shir shivis. Here there's a machloikis in psukim. Hamei yisova v'achalta zu achila. V'savoto zu shtia. V'achila b'kezayis. The Torah said, if a person made an achilas kezayis, is achiva v'rachta. And according to other rishonim, not like Taisus, we'll see. But according to other Rishonim, this is a Diraisa. Rameya holds, be Allah bin Zana Yereim. I think there's a Mulchamis in the third parak that wants to say like this. The Rambanda also seems to say like this. That Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Achille, Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Shir Achille, you learn out, is not Sviya. V'chalta zu Achille. A person eats a kezayis, he's mechuyev to bench. V'savoto zu shtiye. So the Rishonim speak out. What does this mean? Ramban speaks out of a note. That is a chiyev me'ein sholosh shtiyas yayin. Before we said the gefen, there's a chiyev on anovim, me'ein sholosh. Mesavota Zushtiya, the Zachiv and Shtiya Shayin also may ain Sholish. So it comes out, according to these Rishonim, Sachilas Kezayis is Mechuyev Minatayre to bench, Shtiyas Revius Yain is Mechuyev Minatayre to make a Me'ain Sholish. That's the Svara of Rameya. This is other Rishonim. Rabbi Yudisova, Vachalta, Vesavota, Achilo Sheyesh Bosviye, that no, it's not two in Yonim, it's Achilo Sheyesh Bosviye, Ve'eze Zukebeye. So fine. So our Mishnah has nothing to do with the Rabbonon de Kishiyurim. Our Mishnah is a Pesukim Bekroi Kapligi. Awesome. Now, let's go to Yonim Mishnah Psochim. That there's a machloikis, how much chometz or how much psa'kodesh has to be left over in order to be mechayev the person to go back. Hasam besvara pligi. Ramei yisova chazorosoi kitumosoi. Ma tumosoi bikebeye, af chazorosoi bikebeye. We look at the shir tume. Rabbi Yehuda sova chazorosoi ki isuroi. Ma isurei bekezayis, av chazarosei bekezayis. We look at the isar achila. We look at the shear of the isar achila. Is lochayre, if we want to learn the Gemara Pashit, so lochayre the Gemara means that here it's taketoli in chshivis, but there's different shiurei chshivis. Achila, this is a shir chshivis of kezayis. Now the shaila is, so here we see different shiurim. So now the shaila is, by the chiyuv sreife, do we also need a shir chshivis? So the shaila is, which shir are we boicha? That would be Toshit Pshat. Agavuche, let us explain, it's a bissel bite from Toshit. There's a machlekes harishonim, if oichel is mekabel tume bekol shehu, or an oichel needs a kebeya to be mekabel tume. So if you hold an oichel is mekabel, you need a kebeya, so kitumosoi, ma tumosoi bekebeya, tumosoi, it's mekabel tume bekebeya. So memeila, it needs a shir kebeya to be mekabel tumit, so chazarosa is also the kebeya. Rashi shita is that it's mekabel tumit bekoshu, it's metama acherim bekebeya. So then the Rishonim say over here, so you have to say matumosai, not tumosai, it means to be metama acherim. We come to rind of metama acherim, it's also psashir shivis. That in an anoichal to be metama acherim, the shir is bekebeya. But the real shverkeit though is, let's forget, the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda in Rameya is speaking about an interesting case. A person who left his house and then he has to go back and it's a tirche. Where will we matriach him? Such a shir. But l'chayre, let's forget about this case. L'chayre, there's a mitzvah of Sreifas Chochim. There's a mitzvah of Sreifas Chometz. What the mitzvah d'yoraisa of Sreifas Chochim, the mitzvah d'yoraisa of Sreifas Chometz, what is the d'yoraisa de Kishir? L'chayre, there's a d'yoraisa de Kishir. The d'yoraisa de Kishir is not dependent on Tumas Achayrim. They are not speaking about what the d'yoraisa de Kishir is. They're speaking about a person who it's a tilche, how much he matriach. I mean, why did they speak about abstract in yonim? Just like the Sarachila, he was medamah to the Sarachila, he was medamah to the dintume. I mean, couldn't one person at least speak about the Dirais of the Kishir? L'chayret d'chiv tashbisus b'kezai. So finished. So there's a mitzvah Dirais, and v'chuyiv to go back. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, look at the Isar Achila. Just like the Gemara in Pesachim says, talking about the Isar Achila. Just like the Isar Achila is Bekezayis, is Memele, is... Why do you have to look at the Isar Achila? Isar Achila man dechar shmei. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisa. You want this person to mekayim mitzvah tashbisa. There's a kezayis. Why do you have to cholim about the mitzvah, why do you have to speak about the iser achila? The only way I could understand why we speak about the iser achila could be according to Shitas Tosfos in the beginning of Psochem. There's a machloikis, Tosfos and the Ran, in the beginning of Psochem, why do you have to be mevayel the chometz? Midaraisa bebitl baal mesagi. So Tosfos says, you know you have to be mevayel the chometz, shema yavilochloi. So the whole, als bal yiro, bitl is enough. You have to be mevayel the chometz, shema yavilochloi. So according to Tosfos, it's very good, the Gemara, why we cheshmu with Isar Achila? Because the whole din deal depends on Achila. So finish. If there's a shir, you'll be over on Isar Achila, you have to go back. So you understand Isar Achila. Isar Batashbisu, Isar Bal Yero? We're not talking about that. Who's talking about that? And that's a bit of the Yalmasagi. So according to Taisvas, I can understand a little bit why this man, the Yama, was tailing Isar Achila. But the Ran says, we're not saying on Bittel. Because we're afraid maybe it wasn't Mevatel B'Lev Sholem. So Memele, so there's a Daraisa the Kishayla of Bal Yerod, there's a Daraisa the Kishayla of Tashbisu. Why does the Gemara have to speak about Achila, Tumet? Why can Akaponim one man the Yoma speak about that there's a Daraisa the Kishia? It's therefore they were Matrichim to go back to Mimekayim to the Daraisa the Kemitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Mi sheyotza mYerushalayim leEl minay mayri ahoylech lishchet es pischak v'niska sheyesh lechametz b'seir beisay im yochil larzel levayel v'larzel mitzvosay yachzel v'yivayel v'mlav yivatel b'liv v'chem yishiyotza mYerushalayim v'niska sheyesh b'yodi b'san kodesh v'nivsal b'tziyosay chutz l'chayim im oval tzoifim sarashi learns tzoifim is mokayim, this is a place. Sheyochel lirois beis hamikdash. It was a mokim. He goes back lifnei habira. Mokim b'har abayi. Sheyesham beis hadeshin godu. Shesoyfim psulei kodshim kalim. Kedamrinim bezvochim beperik tvuyayim. Zeh vezeh chometz b'sa kodesh. Chazerosei kitumosei garsini. Shir chazerosei kishir tumosei. Midi dechoshev linyin tume. Choshev zeh linyin chazoreh. It's choshev l'gabi tume, it's choshev l'inyan chazor. Let us see Tosfos. Im ovar tzoifim, perish Rashi b'psochim, mokim sheshmoi tzoifim. And the Rashi says the same, the Rashi says, klom psochim, it's a place that's called tzoifim. Rashi also says mokim, it's a certain place. V'loi niridim kein havole l'meime, uchemidose l'chol ruach. So this mokim was only in one direction. So the Gemara should have said, you make you take the radius from Yerushalayim to this mokim, and you make a circle now around Yerushalayim l'chol ruach. K'dekom arosam gabi meidiyim l'fnim. Ela yeshloima she'enei mokim. V'tzoifim avaloshim riyah. Tochi perushim hilchik Yerushalayim kol kach. She'eni yochel liris Yerushalayim. Seifai bim kaimai. So Mamela Taisus learned Seifim is not a mokim. Seifim is a mokim that you could still see. Now we have Grad, very interesting, a machloikis here, Rashi in Taisus, what do you have to see? Rashi says you have to see Beis HaMikdosh. Rashi says Beis HaMikdosh. And Taisus says you have to see Yerushalayim. Now, if we look in Psochim, Avdaf Memtes, we'll see there's another machloikas Rashi in Tosfos, but there it's mamish v'nahapachu. So let me first tell you the machloikas. Rashi says over there, why is it an inyan to go back to Yerushalayim? Why is it going to go back to the Bira? So Rashi says the inyan is because Rashi brings a Gemara that the mitzvah sreife is b'mokim hechsher achilosot. So by Kotshim Kalim, since the Mokeim Hechshachi lost is Yerushalayim, so therefore you have to go back, whatever it is, you have to go back to Yerushalayim. Because that's the mitzvah d'oraisa, what has to be burnt. That's Rashi. Taisva says there's no such din. Kochim kalim, you can burn all over. The halacha that you have to burn b'mokim hechshachilosa is by kochi kochim. Kochi kochim, which is nacholif nimen akloim, there you have to burn it b'mokim hechshachilosa. But kochim kalim, you can burn anywhere. Zuktach Taisva, so what's the problem over here? So Taisva says there were guys that kochim kalim oto kochi kochim. So Ocheiras, it comes out like this. According to Taisvis, so you have to burn it where you burn Kochi Kochim. So that's the Mokim Habira. That's the Mokim Habayim. Mokim Hechshachilosai. According to Rashi, you have to burn it by Mokim Hechshachilosai. That's Yerushalayim. Nitzman HaHapachu. Taisvis says Yerushalayim, and Rashi says the Beis HaMikdash. So I don't know how these two things stim. The next Taisvis. Rab Meir sova v'achalte zu achile v'achile b'kezayis. V'oyme hori, zokteri, so this is not the way the pshat I told you, v'hani kroi asmachta ba'almaninu. These psukim are nasmachta b'yalme. The midereise bo'inon svi yegmure. This is nasmachta b'yalme. Kedoma peg mishemeisei. V'chiloi esa ponim li Yisroel shemachmir malatzman b'kezayis b'kebeyev. והרחין אמרין הנוס אמבן מבורך לאוביב, ומוקים לו במען דאוכל שיהיו לרבונן, ופרש רשי היינה כזייס או כבייה. So you see clear that a כזייס or כבייה is a דרבונן. וכזייס או כבייה אבא דרייס, איזה שיר דרבונן. Period. So this is an אסמכת באומן. It's an אסמכת ביאומן. This is Shitas HaTaisves, Shitas Rashi. Agavuche, I would like to be mamtik. There are two ways to learn what is the Taishan Asmachta. The Welt learned an Asmachta is Pshat, the Rabbonim said a Pshat, Psahaloche, and there's a Tzugitsha Pshat Posik. That's wie the Welt learned. There's a Ritve, in Rosh Hashanah, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says Chas V'Sholom. One should not say such a thing. Not that the Rabbonim figured out a shir and they wanted to remember it, they stuck it on the apostle. No. Asmachta means the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah says the Torah wrote this, the Torah meant this. No. What's the difference between an Asmachta and Achiev Dereise? Achiev Dereise, the Torah is mitzave, one should do this. An asmachta means the Torah said that it would be a nice thing if this would be done, but there's no chiyuv. And the Rabbonim said, no, if the Torah says it's a nice thing, so Mamela, we say you should do it. So an asmachta is a gilui hakro that the Rabbeinu Shalom would be very happy if this would be done, but there's no tzivui. And the Rabbonim were mitzave, what the Torah was megale is an achas chuch to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how the Ritva says, that's how the Gemara, Imru lefonei Malchiyos. Omra teure Imru lefonei Malchiyos, and Malchiyos is at the Rabbonon. So the Ritva says on that Gemara, Omra teure Imru lefonei Malchiyos. The Teure Taka said it, but there's no Chiyiv mina Teure. It says, it's a Rotsum from the Rabbi Yisrael that this should be done. So if you learn like the Ritva, is very good. Before the Gemara learned, that there's, the machloikis is a beye choshuv, is a zayis choshuv. So the Gemara had a problem, sishtimtach nisht, with another place. Another place he says fakert, Rameyah says a beye choshuv. So what did the Gemara answer? Bikroi pligi, he's not calling chshivis. Here we have a posit. How do you learn pshat and posit? So if you learn like the Ritva, there's taka posit over here. So we have to see what the posit is telling us. So it's very good, the Gemara. If you don't learn like the Ritva, and you say an asmachta means that the Rabbanon said this year, we chapter it through with a posik, so why did they figure out this year? Vaita, because this is a shir choshev and this is a shir choshev. So we're back where we started from. So why baitum is there if I count the machloikis? It'd be very gishmak to say that Taisus learns like the Ritva. Period. V'kayim malon, Taisus says, b'kezayis. La'aloche, the temple because I lofi ma shemachlif Rabbi Yochanan koma Rabbi Yehuda bekezais, so Rabbi Yehuda holds bekezais, so Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda alochi ki Rabbi Yehuda, so the alochi should be yekezais. The gamla baye the loy machlif, now full according to baye was not machlif. Rabbi Meir is loyat kezais. Nire da aloche kerame bekezayis. We paskin here like Rame. Af al gav de baalme Rame ev Rabbi Yehuda haloche kerabbi Yehuda. Boho haloche kerame. Here we'll paskin like Rame. Do kimle Rabbi Yochanan b'shitase la'el. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rame. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds they ni moitzi rabim yidei chayvosa not she yoichu kezayis. Rabbi Yochanan says he could only be moitzi someone in bichas and wasn't yedei kezayis. So Taisus brings a raya from Rabbi Yochanan. The Malay Royim asks, that's a very difficult raya. Taisus just said before, Rabbi Yochanan was mapech. So Mamela, how could you prove from Rabbi Yochanan anything? Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yehuda also kezayis. How could you prove, according to Abaye, that the loch is like Rameya from Rabbi Yochanan, who says Rabbi Yehuda also loch is kezayis? Okay, that's a problem. V'chein posik baal haloch is gdoilis, Rabbeinu Chananu, v'shiltis. That the sheer brocha achroine is a kezayis. Ule'inyin shtiye, oimari. Now what is the sheer by shtiye? V'yesh la'achmer, ule'borich olov afilu bipoches min moloi lugmo. Av agav d'le'inyin yom ha'kipurim lese. V'yafine mino le'inyin broche. Teida, the linyan bircha samozim bekezayis, linyan mikipurim adahabe kikesevis. Now, let us explain what the shayla is over here. If we paskin according to Rabbi Yochanan, if we paskin according to Rabbi Meir, so according to Rabbi Meir, v'chalto zu achila, v'savoto zu shtie. So what does v'savoto mean? That one has to have a sviye of shtie. V'savoto means shtie. So let me explain, the Rosh is a little bit more explicit over here. So if Savota Zushtiye, so we can learn one of three ways. We could learn that the Sviya of Shtiye is Hukish to Achila. Just like Achila is Bekezayis, so the Sviya of Shtiye is also Bekezayis. That's one way we could learn. So the Chiyav of Abroch Achoyna Bashtiye is Bekezayis. We could learn a second way, that just like Rabbi Yehuda said, so according to Rameyev, Savota is Shtiyah, so you need a Shtiyah's Kebeyah. That is a second way. You could learn, you need a Revius, because we see could be the Shtiyah of Achila is a Kebeyah, but could be the Shtiyah of Shtiyah, Becholatei Rekula is the Revius. It could be the shir is maloy lugmov, because we see by Yom Kippur the shir is maloy lugmov. So that means we have here a pasuk that says there's a chiyev on shtiye, but exactly what the shir is very unclear. So now let's nacham see taisis. L'in shtiye, oimari, the yesh la'achmer olavoich olav afilu poches mi maloy lugmov. You do not need a maloy lugmov, even though that the shir maloy lugmov is, that means maloy lugmov, there's no inuy anymore. So one could say that you need, in order to make a brocha achoyne, you need a shir that takes away the inuy. So Tay says you don't need that. Ava gavdunya yeme kipurim, ava gavdunya le kipurim, less than, there's no chiv, less than a maloy lugmov. Lo yafine mine linyim broche. The criteria, the guideline is not the guideline is not Yom Kippur. V'horai teida. The linyan birchas amozein bekezayis. Linyan mekipurim ad avidavke kikesevis. So memele, so we see that lagabi achile, even the zachiyah v'roch achoyin, even though it does not misalik the shir inui. So it could be the same thing is by shtiyah also. La'alocha we paskin it is a sofik. So therefore, l'chatchila one should drink less than a kezayis and not make a broche. Or one should drink a revius and make a brocha achoyin. Zok the Mishnah weiter, keitzad mizamnim. What is the nusach of zimun? Bishloisha oimer nevorech. If there are three people, so the mizamen includes himself with the other two, and he says nevorech shachalne mishaloi. Bishloisha vahu. If he's the fourth one, oimer bolchu. So he says a loshen tzivui, and they say nevorech shachalne mishaloi. Basara Aimer, Nevorich Alekeinu. Basara Vahu Aimer, Borchu, he tells them Borchu. Echad Asore, Ve Echad Asore Ribui, Elokeinu is mentioned. That's Poshet Pshat in the Mishnah. B'meyo, now is there a Haysofa over the Elokeinu? B'meyo hu aimer nevorech Hashem Elokeinu. You say Hashem. B'meyo hu aimer bochu. B'elof hu aimer nevorech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. B'elof hu aimer bochu. Beriboy aima nevorech Lashem aleikeinu aleikei Yisrael aleikei tzevokei sheishiv akruvim alamozin shachalmu. Beriboy behu aima bochu. Ke inyin shehu mevorech kach oinim achov boruch Hashem aleikeinu aleikei Yisrael aleikei tzevokei sheishiv akruvim alamozin shachalmu. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oymer Lafi Roiv HaKol Hein Mevorchen. But the Nusach changes according to the amount of people. That means this Shtik Torah, where we had said in the Mishnah that we say Alekeinu, Hashem Alekeinu, Alekei Tzevokais, and it depends on the amount of people that are present. This is Rabbi Yosi Aglili's Shtik Torah. Lafi Roiv HaKol Hein Mevorchen Shenema. It depends the amount of the kehillah that is there. The brach is totally in the makelos. Omar Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He holds there's no shini anusach. Ma motzim bebeis haknesses. Echad merubim vechad muotim oimer bolchu as Hashem. You don't count if there's 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, say bolchu as Hashem. So memele, so you say, oh, you only say the Baruch Alekeinu. You're not Mishana. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyroch. That's what Rabbi Kiva said in Ba'ishu, you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, it is not, you're Moisev, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyroch. Zogt Rashi, B'shloishiv Oimer Baruch Hu, Dabalav Didei Iko Zimun, V'chein Kulam. Echad Asov, Echad Asov, Hibi Kloima, Hakol shove misheruuyim lahaskir as Hashem and tzichon l'shanes. The Gemara Parchas Tani Sefer b'mei b'hu aimer. K'leiv akol aim b'bochim k'mei she'omah she'eschilik b'mei la'asore b'mei la'elef b'nelef la'riboy. Ohodik Tani echad asore v'echad asore riboy. Rabbi Kivi di'oma. Amitzni b'es ha'knesses she'gir la'asore in chilik b'in rabim b'in mo'otim. Afkan in chilik ochi mutlilo b'gmore.